right, welcome to Basic Folk. Well, we have a very exciting show today. They are all very exciting, but this one in particular is pretty special. I'm your host, Cindy Howes. Before I tell you what we are getting into today, let's thank our sponsors for Basic Folk. So Basic Folk is brought to you in part by Lindsay Myers at LMNO Management. If you love traditional roots music, she wants you to check out Tina and Her Pony's album Champion at tinaandherpony.com or wherever you listen to music. Okay, I had the opportunity to go to Brandi Carlile's Girls Just Want a Weekend Festival, which is all women headlining a music festival down in the Cancun area of the Riviera Maya, and had a great time. Got to interview a few very special ladies, and their interviews will be popping up on Basic Folk over the next few weeks. Today, I am like unbelievably going out of my mind. Emily Saliers of Indigo Girls is on Basic Folk today. What? Yes. She came out with a record, her first solo record ever, a couple years ago, Murmuration Nation. We talk about that. We talk about hip-hop. She's a huge hip-hop fan. We talked about women mentors. We talked about reflecting on the music of Indigo Girls, which, by the way, the reason this episode's coming out today is that 30 years ago this week, if you're listening, February 28th, 1989, the self-titled Indigo Girls album was put out. So she reflects on a couple of those songs. And just is so cool and awesome and really open to my questions. So, also, hope you can stick around after the Emily interview. We're going to be introducing you to a brand new up-and-coming fiddle player, singer-songwriter named Lizzie Plotkin. She has a record coming out in March, and we'll talk to her and share some of her music on Basic Folk. And oh man, here we go. Here is the interview with Emily Saliers. Oh my God, it's Basic Folk.